lots to do. Give me the sunshine, give me a do. Give me something simple and true. All I need is sunshine and a cool, refreshing mountain dew. So give me my good friends, give me a do.
Grab some friends and an ice cold Mountain Dew today.
Mountain Dew!
Off the Ball Daily.
A home for your favorite podcasts from Off the Ball.
I think this is an exciting opportunity to be able to be involved in a franchise league in this part of the world, in the continent of Europe, in Ireland.
Subscribe to the Off the Ball Daily podcast feed right now.
Off the Ball's Football Daily.
Hello and welcome along to Wednesday's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan. Coming up today, Manchester United ready to offer Michael Carrick the manager's job. Manchester City look to keep the pressure on Arsenal in the title race. Southampton are into the Championship playoff final, but Middlesbrough fume over Spygate. And Celtic and Hearts can set up a winner-takes-all clash in the Scottish Premiership. But first, Manchester United are ready to open talks about extending Michael Carrick's time as manager beyond the end of this season. Formal discussions are expected to start before their final league game of the season against Brighton on Sunday week. The former United midfielder has won 10 of his 15 matches in charge and has helped them qualify for the Champions League. Since he replaced Ruben Amorim, no team has picked up more points in the Premier League than Manchester United. Carrick started his second spell as interim manager with a 2-0 win over Manchester City in mid-January. He then followed that up with a 3-2 win away to leaders Arsenal, who up until then hadn't lost a game at the Emirates this season. United have also beaten the likes of Liverpool, Chelsea and Aston Villa and are all but guaranteed a third place finish. Now, Manchester City have to win at home to Crystal Palace to keep their Premier League title hopes alive. If City don't win, Arsenal could wrap up the title next Monday when they play Burnley at the Emirates. City are 5 points behind with a game in hand. Pep Guardiola says it's never easy against Palace.
Since Patrick Vieira, Roy Hodgson especially, and now Oliver, they have a final, European final, so in the maybe struggle a little bit in the Premier League with a lot of changes. Maybe they were not consistent, but the quality is there. The patent is there, and next one.
Guardiola also says he'll never fully trust VAR because decisions are sometimes made like a flip of the coin. He was speaking after West Ham had a late goal disallowed against Arsenal on Sunday.
Always I learned that you have to do it better. Do it better. If you're in that position, you better, because we have to blame ourselves. That is what you have to do, because that is a coin. And you have to do better, better for yourself. And that is Crystal Palace and focus and focus.
Tonight's game in Manchester kicks off at 8 o'clock. In the race for Premier League promotion last night, Southampton have set up a meeting with Hull in the Championship playoff final thanks to a 2-1 extra time win against Middlesbrough. The clash had an extra edge after the Saints were charged by the EFL for allegedly spying on a Borough training session before the tie. Emotions were running high afterwards and Southampton boss Tonda Eckert walked out of his post-match press conference.
There obviously is a lot of emotions and it's just a very crucial game, and you go down early on. I think it's never easy to then find your way back into the game, and I think the performance of the player speaks for itself.
Are you a cheat?
Thank you very much. Just show some respect.
Meanwhile, Middlesbrough boss Kim Hellberg accused Southampton of disgraceful behaviour. Hellberg says it's sad the way the episode has damaged the tie.
It breaks my heart in terms of all those things I believed in, and I think that is the thing. And I don't care if that's different rules in other countries. I think this is England. I think this is where football is the biggest thing.
It looked like it was heading for a penalty shootout until Northern Ireland midfielder Shay Charles came up with the winning goal in the 116th minute. Ireland international Ryan Manning says the Saints had to dig deep to get the win.
Once we got back in the game, we started to get on top, and I felt like we often puffed a bit. We didn't really have that killer final ball until Shay then put in a brilliant cross. It was probably the first ball of proper quality that went in. And thankfully he scores a lot of goals like that.
A Championship playoff final will take place on Saturday the 23rd of May. Tonight, attention turns to the race for the Scottish Premiership title. Celtic boss Martin O'Neill sees an air of confidence in the squad that tells him they can go on and win the title. Their final day clash with leaders Hearts could be a winner-takes-all showdown if both sides avoid defeat tonight. Celtic are away to Motherwell.
The players have risen to the occasion on so many occasions, in all honesty. They've been terrific. Yeah, I mean, going in with confidence anyway, you know, we fought back from a goal behind against Rangers. I thought we played really strongly. And that gives you confidence of going into football matches, and that's all you can hope for.
Celtic forward Benjamin Negren says there's a real belief they can get the two wins they need need to retain the title. Negrin, who's been Celtic's Player of the Year, says he's always been confident they can lift the trophy.
I've believed in it the whole time, and you have to do that. And we've had a lot of confidence, especially the last couple of games. We've been very, very good and very strong, so yeah, we're going for it.
Hearts boss Derek McInnes admits he's already braced for a final day showdown at Celtic Park. Even though his side could be crowned champions tonight, a win over Falkirk at Tynecastle would seal a first title since 1960 if Celtic were to lose to Motherwell. McInnes says his team must be fully focused on getting the win they need.
I just assume that Celtic are going to win the game. I've had it in my head that we are going to the last game, and I'm prepared for that. But there's no easy games for anybody, nothing straightforward. We're focused on this game, and no distractions other than that, really.
And Hearts striker Lawrence Shanklin says the squad is fully focused on tonight only.
We just need to concentrate on trying to beat Falkirk. It's an important game for us. It's another home fixture, but we've got a really, really strong record and we've been good this season. And we need to go and take care of that before we worry about anything else.
Both games kick off at 8 o'clock. Jose Mourinho's in final negotiations to become Real Madrid's next manager. 13 years after his first spell at the Bernabeu, the 63-year-old is the clear favourite and currently the only candidate Real are in talks with over the role. He'd replace the current head coach Alvaro Arbeloa, who only took charge in January when Xabi Alonso departed. Real president Florentino Perez first considered the possibility of Mourinho's return 2 days after Alonso left the club during the initial conversations with the Portuguese coach's representatives. Mourinho's been manager of Benfica since last September. He only told the media yesterday he didn't want to talk about his future just yet. Spanish football writer Richard Fitzpatrick joined Owen Sheehan on the football show last night, and he said Mourinho could be yesterday's man.
So, the obvious answer for a club that needs someone to pacify the whole thing is Jose Mourinho.
Yeah, that's the answer. Mourinho... He seems like yesterday's man. He hasn't won a major trophy in a decade or so. To think back to the league title with Chelsea in 2015, maybe Europa League with United a couple of years later. But he's lost his Midas touch. When he arrived at the club in Real Madrid for the first time back in 2010, he was announced as the Galactico on the bench. He had just won a treble, including the Champions League with Inter. But he laid siege in Spain for 3 years. I'll never forget at the end of his first season in charge, there was that famous run of Clásicos, four Clásicos over 18 days, and the country was on a knife edge. The president of the parliament in Madrid, she came out and supporting Mourinho in the Clásico wars against Barca, saying, "I'm with Mourinho, a muerte." To death. This was the kind of carry-on that Mourinho incited. So we know his playbook. He's going to come in. He'll be all charm at the start, and he'll crack the whip. We'll have to wait to see how it goes. The one thing I would say is that the raw material there, although there is a lot of dissension and infighting in Real Madrid squad, they've some really good players like that. There isn't much wrong with that squad.
And if you want to listen back to that in full, you can do so now in your OTB football podcast feed. Become a member and subscribe at offtheball.com/join. Former Real goalkeeper Iker Casillas said that Mourinho shouldn't return to the club. Casillas, who won La Liga 5 times and claimed 3 Champions League titles across a 16-year spell with Real, as well as playing under Mourinho, said he didn't agree with his return. Football writer and broadcaster Henry Winter joined Ger Gilroy and Rachel Sheehan on Wednesday morning's Off the Ball Breakfast. He said there's always a lot of outside noise surrounding the club.
Yeah, it's a really good point, but look, there's always outside noise at Real Madrid. And the Casillas thing is interesting. Obviously, they had a fallout. He benched him. I mean, I saw that tweet from Casillas yesterday, and he spoke about my club, and I don't think he's the right man and all that. But the reaction from a lot of the Real Madrid fans, obviously Casillas is a legend there, was actually, well, there's a slight element of sour grapes and we believe in Jose. And look, the way that Barcelona have played this season, what they took 12 points clear of Real Madrid, you saw at the weekend in the Clásico, you know, they've got a long way to catch up. And this is an incredibly proud club. I mean, you'll have been to games there. You'll have just seen this monument on the Castellana, which is all about ambition. It's all about the Champions League. It's all about the sort of, you know, the fans getting the right football, but also the flow of trophies. Their pride is wounded at the moment. And if Jose can arrive, like the new sheriff in town, bring a little bit of order, which that dressing room needs, and actually drive them forward, they'll absolutely embrace him again.
And remember, you can listen to Off the Ball Breakfast each and every weekday morning from 7:30 on the Go Loud app. It's also available to view on YouTube. Ireland warmed up for Saturday's international friendly with Grenada and Spain with a 2-0 win over Real Murcia B in a training match. That game was played in Murcia. Milenic Ali and Adam Ida scored the goals for Hamer Helgrimson's side. He used 17 players in total. One of those was rising star Rory Finneran, who got his first taste of game action at senior international level. Finneran became Blackburn's youngest ever player in January 2024 when he made his debut as a 15-year-old in an FA Cup tie. Finneran is now 18 and has since joined Newcastle. One player who wasn't involved was Troy Parrott. He's still locked in club commitments with AZ Alkmaar. And with the summer transfer window on the horizon, the 24-year-old has been linked with several clubs in England. Newly promoted Coventry have been touted as a possible landing spot for Parrott. But on this week's episode of The Green Scene, Matthew Brennan, David Wilson and Ben Symes weren't so enthused at that possibility.
A lot of comments on Instagram and on Twitter about Troy Parrott I've seen this week, from Coventry City fans and a couple of journalists as well. I'm seeing Lincoln Troy Parrott towards Coventry City. What do we make of this?
Don't go. Coventry City have done an unbelievable job under Frank Lampard, but they're going to need serious investment to have any hope of staying up in the Premier League. We've seen it like this season and the last couple of seasons has been dog eat dog. I prefer to see Troy Parrott in a team where he's going to get loads of chances and score loads of goals. I'd stay away from England.
Okay, listen, you never know how these things might work out, but I do think the move to Europe, as we've been saying, and everyone has sort of been saying, I say move to Europe, move to staying in Europe, staying on the continent, going to Germany or going to Spain or going to Portugal or wherever, maybe going to Italy. I would sooner see him do that. I don't think there's any great need for him to come to the Premier League, but I can imagine that he would be getting offered a lot more cash in the Premier League, and that matters.
Even at that, like, Troy Parrott should have ambitions to be at a club, no offence to Coventry City, but at a club bigger or with European aspirations in, you know, like rather than Coventry City. Like, don't get me wrong, Coventry City could be a team where they go and they stay up in the Premier League and they do weirdly well. But I think he should be thinking, I'm going to a team that's going to play in the Europa League or the Champions League or the Conference League. Like, if he stays at AZ Alkmaar, he's playing the Europa League next season after winning the Dutch Cup. So I think he should have higher ambitions than Coventry.
And remember, you can listen to The Green Scene each and every week in your OTB Football podcast feed for free. That's about all we have time for in today's Football Daily. I'm Phil Egan, back with more tomorrow.
To unlock much more from the OTB Football feed, sign up at offtheball.com/join now.